Herring and salmon issues will occupy much of the Alaska Board of Fisheries' attention for the next 10 days during its spring meeting in Sitka. The board will begin hearing public testimony tomorrow afternoon on nearly 160 proposals for the management of southeast salmon runs and some species of state-managed groundfish like lane cod. The board lays down rules for both commercial and sport fisheries and is an influential player in some important subsistence fisheries. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska, the federally recognized tribal government for the area, is hoping to use its home court advantage to bring about some long-sought-after changes in the commercial sacro herring fishery. Sacro is stripped intact from female herring and sold as a seasonal delicacy in Japan. About 50 seiners in the fishery landed about $18 million worth of herring last year in a record harvest. This season's harvest is predicted to be even larger. But tribal citizens, over a quarter of Sitka's population, say the huge harvests have a proportionally harmful effect on their harvest of subsistence roe on branches, a staple subsistence food important to Native Alaskans throughout the region and state. Harvey Kitka is a tribal elder and chairs the STA's herring committee.
Sitka Sound is basically the last real stronghold of herring spawn in southeast Alaska. The spawn around Ketchikan and Wrangell and Juneau and these outlying areas used to have spawn of their own. The people used to get their own eggs at those places. Now they don't get a spawn, and a lot of them ask us to collect it for them since we still have a fair spawn, and even though we have to work at it real hard, it's still one of the major stocks in southeast.
Among other proposals, the tribe will try to convince the board that the commercial harvest of herring should be capped at 10,000 tons and that test fishing prior to the harvest should count against the overall quota. The tribe has already begun holding training sessions to coach subsistence harvesters on how best to testify before the Board of Fisheries, and while much of the testimony will rely on the personal histories of tribal elders like Kitka, the tribe is also working with contract biologists, divers, and other researchers to develop a science-based strategy to curb the commercial harvest. Along with herring, salmon issues will be in the forefront of the spring meeting, particularly enhanced allocation. Southeast's two regional hatcheries have dramatically expanded their production beyond pink and chum in the past 15 years. Some user groups, like gillnetters and seiners, believe the allocation of enhanced stocks has been skewed. The Board of Fisheries has allowed a day and a half for public testimony on the proposals. The board is scheduled to take final action on Southeast and Yakutat finfish proposals during deliberations in Sitka, beginning Tuesday, February 24th.